GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. And Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, online, all online, the time, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your niggas can't do nothing for you.
Warning.
Warning.
This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
In the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? This is your girl, the Rambunctious One, and it is time for another hot episode of Pillow Talk Live. That's right, Pillow Talk Live. It's for the very mature crowd, so I have to give my disclosure at the beginning of every show. It is intended, once again, for a mature audience, so if the babies are in the room, put them out. I just wanted to say that light. Okay, so tonight on Pillow Talk Live, we're helping you put the spice back into your love life. Right? Because you know how it is when you've been with somebody for so long. After a while, it kind of gets a little boring or, you know, kind of monotonous a little bit. All right, so we're going to put an end to that tonight. We're not going to have that anymore. I am going to give you 30 tips on how to spice your sex life up, and then you can, you know, get the fire going. But what happens? Like, why do we lose it? That's a good question. Why do we lose it? Okay, because we know when it's new, right? When you get a new relationship, it's always exciting, especially when it comes to sex. I like the new relationships that when you're not really expecting anything, you know, like we haven't talked about it. You ain't sold me no wolf tickets, and I didn't sell you anything. It just kind of happened. The chemistry is there, and we just kind of, you know, go for it. Yeah. So the newness that it, okay. So the whole act of like exploring each other and experiencing the new, you know, times together, it gives you like a little rush. Yeah. Yep. And in a perfect relationship, you know, your compatibilities have to be perfect, and then the sex just has to be, like, awesome, right? All right. Yeah. All right. So, once you've been together and you've explored and you've tried new things with each other for some, then it starts to get a little repetitive. You kind of find that you're doing the same thing over and over again. You know, he used to slap it up, flip it, and rub it down. He ain't really slapping it, you know, anymore. I find myself in a situation like that once or twice. All right. So, if you're in a relationship for a while, you got to find new ways to kind of spice up the sex life and keep it interesting, because, you know, having sex with someone new, of course that's going to be great. And there's nothing better than getting, you know, jiggy with it in bed with somebody that you love, and you kind of just totally understand them. You just totally let go. Just, right? We kind of live in a kind of sort of kinky type of world, and what works sexually for one person actually may not work the same for another person. So what you have to do, number one, is you have to find your own ways to excite each other. You got to find out what works, right? So, excuse me, y'all bear with me because I got a voice that's coming in and out. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give you, I came up with 30, and I got some good reads to share too. So I'm going to give you 30 tips on how to get it back, all right? So this is going to be quite the interesting show, and I kind of just want to jump. I feel like I want to just jump into it for some odd reason. I do. I don't want to have a bunch of breaks and all that good stuff. I just want to talk about sex for about a good hour, just hot, steamy, sweaty, funky sex. All right, so let me just jump right into number one. I take myself off sometime. All right, so I have a good suggestion. One good thing you can do is have an affair with your partner. And listen what I mean by having an affair. Because, you know, when you sneaking, it always feels good. I don't know what it is about sneaking that gets the adrenaline just pumping, and it just makes it feel better because you're sneaking and you can't, You can't let those screams of ecstasy out the way you want to, and you can't knock that headboard the way you want to. You can't scratch the back up and leave marks and just, you can't. I mean, you can enjoy it, and it makes it even more enjoyable because you're biting on the pillows and you put, okay, yep, I'm going there again. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to have an affair with your guy or your girl. Plan a date with each other and pretend like, this is a, what you call a role play, like kind of, pretend like you are having an affair. You know, do a little bit of that, the dirty talk. Yep. Pretend like you are having an affair. And you'll never realize how sexy it feels until you just try it. Like, just meet each other somewhere out, like at a bar, at a restaurant, in the park. Well, hell, go for a walk around the block and just kind of bump into each other and just kind of seduce each other like just two hot teenagers that just kind of, you know, was able to sneak away from their parents' house for a couple hours. You remember how y'all used to do it? I'm telling you. You do that. Take my advice. Try it. And that's hot right there. Yep. That's my number one. And I want you to take notes. That's the number one thing right there. You want to have an affair with your partner. Okay, so number two, I'm into the role play thing. So number two is to role play in bed, dressing up as someone else. Oh, my God. Just, like, who do you want to be? Who do you – like, everybody has an alter ego, right? So find your – get in touch with your alter – don't act like you don't know. Get in touch with your alter ego. And dress up. You want to be a nasty lady cop? Well, then, you know, be a nasty lady cop. Let me see. Who, guys, you want to be Tarzan and, you know, yeah, be Tarzan. That's what you do. You want to dress up as somebody else. And it's kind of easy because you have that secret fantasy, you know, you have that you have it. You got a secret fantasy of who you want to be or something that you want to do. So bring it out. And you can bring it out with the person that you with. You don't have to have an affair. Just try being a doctor and a patient. Y'all are, come on. We've all been doctor and patient before. When we were growing up, let's play house. Yep, play house. Let me see, be a professor and a student, baby. Let me teach you a little something. Today we're going to have sex education class. And today we're going to talk about be a professor and a student, even a soldier and, you know, a junior cadet or something like that. But there's a book, and it's called The Beginner's Guide to Sexual Role Playing in Bed. That if you, you know, may be interested in if you may be interested in exploring a little bit more with role playing in bed, I would say I highly recommend that read again. So that is The Beginner's Guide to Sexual Role Playing in Bed. So take notes. That's number two. If you just tuned in tonight, Pillow Talk Live. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. I'm a little bit straining on the voice, so bear with me. We're still going to have a good show, but we're talking about how to bring the spice back into your love life. How can you make sex hot again? So I'm on number three because I have 30 tips. So less music tonight, more talk. I have 30 tips, and I got 1 hour to get this topic. All right, so how about thinking teen? You know, you get... People, you get a little older, midlife, and you feel like you've lost it. You've lost your spunk. You don't have the strength, the stamina. So let's put your mind there. Think teen. You may have kind of fallen in love as young teens, right? But that doesn't mean you shouldn't behave like one every now and again. So every now and again, bring the young thing out. Get creative and act like you used to act when you were like 18 years old over a weekend. You know, get a room for the weekend, dress like, hang out at places that you used to hang out, you know, get jiggy with it in the car like you used to do when you were a teen. Don't sit there and look at the computer or your phone like, hell, she, man, I used to get with it in the car. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Try it. You might like it. You know, dress like one, hang out like at places where you used to frequent when you were younger, and just make out the whole weekend like you were 18 years old. Well, you know what? Let me take it back. At least 21. 18, yeah. All right, so that's number three. Number four, add more. This is my favorite. Add more foreplay. What happened? Gone are the days of foreplay. I'm like, that used to be for some people, for me, that is so important. Help me to get there. Make this an enjoyable experience for the both of us. It makes it all the better. Don't just jump in and jump on and jump in. Like, play. Let's play with it and rub it and blow it and kiss it and touch it and pinch it. And just one of the best ways to have great sex is to focus on foreplay. Spend about at least 15 extra. I said extra. Put 15 more minutes on top of whatever you do right now. So if you don't do nothing, at least give me 15 minutes. So I'm saying spend 15 extra minutes on making each other a little bit more hornier before having sex. And both of you are it's going to be better for the both. Trust and believe. All right? So you're going to kind of compliment each other and caress each other's bodies. Do that for an extra 15 minutes. Get the baby oil out and get the ice cubes and whipped cream and feed each other strawberries and play with the toes and pull hair and just, okay, I got to get my man back right. But y'all know what I mean, right? Spend an extra 15 minutes on top of what you do now. So, fellas, for all y'all that just be tired at the end of the day, you just want to get you a little bit and you jump in and you just try to jump on, at least give her 15 minutes. Just some rubbing, some kissing, some, okay? I ain't got to go no further than that. All right, so that was number four. Number five, and I'm going to get through 10 before I can get a break. So, number five, make sex double act. Change it up. Change it up. I'm like this. You're coming home from a long day at work. I'm going to greet you at the door. Hey, babe, you know, get my little nightie on. And I'm going to grab your stuff out your hands. I'm going to turn away and walk away. I'm going to drop something and come totally bend over and just let you see that there's nothing on up underneath, you know, and that will entice you a little bit at that point, opening the door for you to just, let's just do it right here. Like, what? I was thinking about you all day. Well, take that shit off. Let's just do it right here. Right here, Trundle. What? Bang. Make it impromptu and unpredictable. And I know it may kind of seem hard, kind of like avoiding the planning ahead thing or scheduling it. But just try not to do it. Try not to schedule it. Try not to be laying in that bed on your sad, waiting on him to come get on his sad. And try to do it different. Leave that door open when you're in the shower. Tell him to come here, hand you a towel, and just grab him and fully clothed and bring him in the shower and rip his clothes off and just, okay, you got it? Okay, so this one is for my ladies. I'm on number six right now. Be shockingly innovative and flirty, all right? So a lot of times as your relationship will get older, as it matures, you need to kind of come up with new ways, new ideas to kind of get a little bit, you know, to get into it, right? So what you want to do is you want to indulge in something that gives your heart the extra pound, you know, that gets the heart racing, and then your sex life is going to be real super sexy. So what I did to get some ideas was there is a book called Seven Types of Sex That's Worth Having. Seven Types of Sex Worth Having. That might be another show. But there is a there is a book, and it's called Seven Types of Sex Worth Having. And if you are a part of the Pillow Talk group book, I'm going to put a little bit of that book in the group. you guys can get a preview of it. But there are 7 types of sex that's worth having. I wonder if any of you can share. What do you think? What are 7 types of sex that's worth having? Keep that in mind. Okay, number 7, get sexy things into your bed. Like bring new and things that are new and exciting, like into your bed. Like go to the pharmacy or to an adult store and get some sex toys. Right, get your lubes and your pheromones and your handcuffs and your feathers and just anything that works to kind of to get your senses going. There's even games you can play. And I know that might sound corny, but it's different. It's not what you're used to. Tonight is bringing it back night, right? So we're going to bring it back. So you want to do some things that maybe you used to do in the past, haven't done it in a while. I'm down for trying new things. So bring some stuff in the bed. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Try it. I'm telling you. All right, a couple more, then we're going to take a break. So feel sexy. So look good and start working out if you have to. Sometimes when you look good, you be full of yourself, right? So, put a little bit more into yourself so that you can become a little bit more appealing to the other person, but you're going to also become more appealing to yourself. And that you can't tell me nothing when I know I'm looking good. I'm in the mirror. I'm trying to make sure you see me. So I know how it is. So definitely, put a little bit more into yourself. Feel sexy. Number 9, bring your wildest fantasies alive. Bring them. And I know I'm going fast because I got to get 10 in before we get break. Okay, so this is what you do. Just because you're in a long-term relationship or a marriage, you've been with somebody for a real, 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 real long time, it does not mean you cannot act out your fantasies, because a lot of us have them. I know I have them, and I'm just like, this is what I want to do, but I just won't do it, But if you think about it, the person that you've been with for so long should be one that you might want to include. I know some of us have those fantasies, like, I want to do this with somebody. I don't know, because I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be looked at. But it's okay. Just because you've been with somebody for a long time, it doesn't mean that you should, kind of refrain from acting out your fantasy. So you just talk to your partner about it, and then you kind of just indulge into them together. Do it together. Be like, hey, what you think about this? I was dreaming about this the other night, and I did this, and I did this, and I'm feeling that. What you feeling? And just fuck it. Go for it. Go for it. And ladies, there's a book. It's called Top 10 Sexual Fantasies for Girls. And guys, there's one for you too. It's called The Top 10 Sexual Fantasies for Guys. I definitely will. I'll try to post up some links for you guys to look at some of that stuff online. And then number 10, and we're off to a break, there's practice abstinence. What? How are you going to sit here and tell me to practice abstinence, but you're trying to tell me how to put it back into my relationship? All right, shut up and listen. If you know you can have sex whenever you want, it kind of loses its attractiveness. It loses its charm, right? So if you kind of avoid having sex now and then, and you kind of save it for days when you go clubbing or you want to, indulge in something that's a little bit more exciting, if you plan it right, it would be the bomb. Kind of, tease them for a couple of days. You building it up for yourself too. Almost go there, but don't go there. Almost go there, but don't go there. You can play with it for a couple of days, and then bam, just give it to him. You may have to give it to him twice in a row, because that first time, because he's so excited, it may be over before it starts. But you didn't hear that from me. All right, guys, once again, if you just tuned in tonight, allgirltalkradio.com, this is Pillow Talk Live, the very grown and very sexy version of All Girl Talk Radio. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. I am operating on half of a voice, so I'm going to take this opportunity right now to take a break. We're going to come back. I have 30 ideas for you to get the spice back into your love life, your sex life. All right, I gave you 1 through 10, and I'm going to give you 10 through 20 when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to Pillow Talk Live.
Warning, warning, warning. This will tear up your speakers live in the mix.
Oh, God.
girltalkradio.com.
I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, hi.
In the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon'
GirlTalkRadio.com. Online all the time. All GirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to Pillow Talk Live with your girl, the Rambunctious, one of AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Tonight we're giving you tips on how to spice up your sex life. So I got 30 tips that I kind of found, and they're quite interesting. And I'm giving them to you right here tonight on Pillow Talk Live. The call-in number, if you have some tips that you want to share, 646-727-2404. There's always a way to catch me, all right? You can also catch me hanging out in the Pillow Talk group over there on Facebook. Okay, so I gave you 10 tips, tips 1 through 10, before our music break, and I'm going to give you tips 11 through 20 now. Number 11, what you want to do is surprise each other sexually. Give me something that's going to make me be like, what the, who just did? Did you just? Damn. Surprise your partner into, like, a sexual high. And, you know, you do that kind of every now and again. You know, surprise him by just standing in the doorway butt-ass naked when he walk home. Oh, or tell him that you're not wearing, you know, when you're out to dinner, just kind of whisper in his ear, like, I don't have any panties on and I'm feeling a certain kind of way. You know, or just you do something out of the ordinary. Don't be so damn predictable. And stop wearing all them damn clothes to bed at night. That shit just bothers me. It does. That just does something to my whole everything just be all thrown off. Jeez. All right. So number 12, think beyond the bed. See, all the tips that I've come up with that I found, it involves you just stepping outside of your norm. Think outside the box. Trying something different. The one thing that you kind of reserved about, do that. Do that one thing that you'd be like, oh, I want to, oh, but I can't. Just do it. Just take a shot of tequila and do that shit. All right. So think beyond the bed. There are so many different places that you can get down and dirty besides the freaking bed. Think about the kitchen, the couches, the bathroom, the backyard, swimming pool. Come on, think outside the box, and then the reward will be yours, I'm telling you, and it will be so much more pleasurable. Just pull over, right? You're on your way to a friend's house for dinner. Just like, baby, just pull over. I think I'll need an appetizer and just indulge. His eyes going to be rolling to the back of his head like, what? Not just because you're doing that, but because you're doing this right here, just like right now. Yep, do it. Just do it. Give it to him. Yep. Take you some baby wipes so you can kind of like, you know, just in case you dribble a little bit. All right, so number 13, add food and beverages. Bring some food into the bed. Some aphrodisiacs. Yes, and some drinks, and just indulge and eat, and ooh, a little drip. I'll lick it off. You follow me? Just get jiggy with it, all right? Let's see. There's a thing that I found, and I've never heard of it before. I'm going to share it. It's called tantric sex. And there's a book. It's called Tantric Sex Tips for First Timers. I thought it was interesting. It's something different. I said I was going to give you something different. So introduce that to the bedroom. There's a book, Tantric Sex Tips for First Timers. Introduce it into the bedroom and just have a passionate and more intense sexual experience. I'm telling you, just try it. I'm going to try it, all right? So another thing is don't say duh. Think outside the box. Think kinky. Nothing beats the excitement of a wild and kinky sex when the relationship is starting to just kind of slow down and, you know, kind of get, what I say, boring. And, yeah, think kinky. Yes, talk about your fantasies and bring your kinky fetishes and your lusty desires to life. Think outside the box, all right? 17 is something that we have to do sometimes. We just got to separate ourselves and take our man or our woman with us. Take, yeah, a sexy vacation. Sexy vacation, not just your normal, typical blah vacation. Pick a vacation spot that both of you will like. Mm-hmm. It could be a crowded sex resort or a beautiful island. And just spend all vacation thinking about nothing else but sexy thoughts. Yes, and do it on the beach. Do it in the shower. Stay away from the bed. Do it in the chair. Bend over the chair. Bend over the table. Do it in the morning. Do it in the afternoon. Do it at night. Just do it till you can't do it anymore. And then when you get home, then you take your little at-home vacation. You get your vacation from the vacation, but you're going to be feeling so good. Yep. Yep. Number 18, sexy texts and calls. Yes, don't wait for your partner to be around to seduce them. You ain't got to wait. I know a few of y'all know how to do that phone sex and send the dirt. Was it sexting? Send a few sexy photos in the middle of the day. Tease them. Wear a little bit less, a lot of bit less than what you normally would when you take pictures for him. And that's going to make them like, send me another one. Ooh. Point the camera down a little bit more. Oh, yeah, right there. Yep. Oh, send me another one. Oh, I can't wait to get home to that. Oh, how you feeling? Is it hot? Is it hard? Is it warm? Is it wet? You know. Y'all know what to do. All right. Number 19, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Number 19 is watch porn. Sometimes watching porn with your boo, yep, can help both of y'all kind of get into the mood and have, like, a better time while y'all getting your bang on. So, yeah, you know, don't front, because sometimes when you're watching somebody else do it, whether you're watching it on TV or you sitting in the room watching, like, that puts you all the more into the, it puts you there. It gets you right. It gets you there. So, yeah, watch porn. Yep. And number 20, and then we're going to do a break. Fool around. Don't wait for a long time to make out with each other. You ain't got to be by yourself. You can be affectionate with each other all the time and just take it to a whole different level. When, you know, when I've done this, wait till he get on the phone and just play with him and tell him, nope, don't hang up that phone and just, yep. As soon as he get on that telephone call, and you know he might just come out of nowhere and just give it to him, just and be like, nope, if you hang up the phone, I'm going to stop. He ain't going to hang up that phone. It's going to be the hardest thing for him not to do, but the most enjoyable thing for him to do. So, and vice versa. Guys, when she's on the phone, or, hey, when she's FaceTiming her friends and they – just go on and just give it to her and just tell her, don't you hang it up. Don't. Pants off, give them some oral in the middle of the phone call. Just do it. That's my slogan for tonight. Be like Nike and just do it. All right, guys, so once again, if you just tuned in tonight, Pillow Talk Life, hosted by me, your girl, the rambunctious one, I'm giving it to you all the way, all the way live, each and every way, 30 tips to bring the spice back into your relationship. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to give you 21 through 30 when we come back. This is Pillow Talk Live.
And I'm faded. This cush feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. And I stay on that Ferrari. And I stay
ain't taking shots. Man, your girl be on my top. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love it. I love it. Rolling up some good, shawty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no bitch nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways.
I love it too. What's up, y'all? I am your girl once again, the Rambunctious One, and you are listening to Pillow Talk Live right here on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Tonight we're giving you 30 tips to put the sizzle back into your sex life. I've already given you tips 1 through 20. Right now I'm going to give you 21 through 30, all right? So number 21 is body play. What you want to do is play with each other's bodies instead of just having sex. Kind of play around. You know, just get you some, like, some fudge or some strawberry, some strawberry jelly or whatever. And you kind of paint on your body, on your partner's body. And you can, it makes sure it's edible, and you just, you know, lick it off. And it's body play. Mm-hmm. Number 22, for those who, you know, who's a little bit more daring, make a home video. That sounds good, right? Mm-hmm. Make a video together while having sex, but make sure if you're a little squeamish about it, delete it after you do it. But make sure, you know. But if not, make sure you hide it. Make sure you hide it in a safe place, because the theory behind that is, you know, when you watch yourself having sex in the video and you having sex at the same time, yeah. Mm-hmm. it could be a huge rush. So try it, all right? Bear with me, guys. You know my voice isn't 100% tonight. 23, wear sexy outfits. So you're going to wear some more. I think I'm a little bit risque anyways in terms of how I dress most of the time. I don't think my man gives me any complaints. He does maybe sometimes. But wear revealing clothes. And every now and again, reveal something and, you know, make it seem like it was an accident. Oop, did that fall out? Oop, let me pull that up. Mm-hmm. Try it. Okay, so number 24, use mirrors. That's always fun. Use full-length mirrors alongside the bed to heighten your sexual experience. You can have sex really close to the mirror if you kind of want to recreate a foursome sexual fantasy. You kind of watch yourself or, you know, imagine that another couple is watching. Aha, another couple, swingers, swinging. All right, there's a good book if guys are interested in swinging. It's called The Guide to Start Swinging. So, number 25, make some noise. Moaning in bed or whispering sexy things in your partner's ears. Yeah, it's a huge turn on. And, you know, you just do it. Just make some noise. Talk to each other. Call each other a few names, you know, ask them, this is what you want, you like it like this, tell me what you want, say this, say that, do that shit, all right? And if you don't know what to say, again, there's another book out there, it's called How to Sound Sexy in Bed. So some of us just don't know what to do, what to say, how to say it, all right, so there's a book, it's called How to Sound Sexy in Bed. All right, and to top everything off, number 6, kind of make the setting a little bit more arousing, sexually arousing. So you kind of like design the bedroom to kind of revolve around sex. You want to get some candles, your smell goods, some cushions, and, you know, just kind of give it a nice, tranquil setting. Make the aroma just right, the temperature right, and just, you know, it helps you take your mind there. Yeah. And number 27, be truthful. You cannot experience the best sex of your lives or even stay loyal to each other unless you exchange ideas and sexual thoughts with each other. So don't be afraid if you're talking about a sexual crush or you got a nice sexual memory. You know, it might sound a little awkward or whatever to you, but just talk about it, be honest with it, and it may, you know, spark a little something in your partner and give them the little push to say, hey, I'm going to top that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to think about this. That's what I'm saying. 28 is something that I'm interested in myself. I think I'm going to try it. Read some erotic stories together. I love to read, and ain't nothing sexier to me than a man who likes to read, and he likes to read to me. So to sit in the bed with me and my ponytail and my glasses on and me and my man, and we can just read, like, some erotic stories back and forth together, the mind is the biggest sexual organ that we have. So you just create fantasies, and we can imagine them together. I think he going to be hard, and I'm going to be wet, and it's just going to be all together just better. So that's that right there, y'all. So when you read those erotic stories, then number 29, you can create sexual memories. So try something new all the time. Have sex in the car, on the beach, while on vacation. You can skinny dip. Go out with another couple, invite them into your bed. As long as you create new and exciting memories all the time, your sex life will never be boring. Always try to do, you know, a little something new, a little something different. And the last but the very best piece of advice I came across, I believe in, is believe in the relationship. Believe that nothing can tarnish your relationship as long as there's love and trust in the air. All right? So with that, you may indulge, you know, in a whole bunch of, like, kinky ideas. You may even go as far as swinging. But as long as there's love and trust, you can always, both of you can always find a way to rekindle the excitement of sex without losing each other. Okay? So if you're only looking for ways to have better sex with your partner and not a way to cheat on your partner, then your relationship will definitely stand the test of time. The idea is to make it better with your partner, not to create something better with someone else. Make the best of what you already have. One thing about it is you know what you're working with already. Somebody else, you got to find out something. You got to find it out. You got to find out everything all over again. So make the best of what you have already. Bring it back because something brought you all to each other, right? Find it. Talk about it. That's that create memories. Like, just bring it up. Remember the first time we had sex and it was only 5 minutes? Oh, my God, that was the worst 5 minutes of our lives. And you laugh about it. And let's just recreate a memory. Let's pretend like this is our first time having sex. What would you do different? Let's do it. So it works, guys. All right? Once again, you are listening to Pillow Talk Live right here on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. Don't forget, when the show goes off air, you can catch our show in its entirety by coming right back to AllGirlTalkRadio.com and just click on the Listen Live button. When we go off the air, we always pick up the conversation a little bit more over in the Pillow Talk group on Facebook. So if you're not it's a closed group. You have to be granted permission to enter, but by all means, go ahead, search for us, and we will most definitely consider inviting you in. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll close out the show when we get back. When we get back, we got about 8 more minutes left, so we're going to take our last music break, come back and close out the show. All right, once again, I am your girl, the rambunctious one, and we'll be right back.
On the shot, got me feeling some type of way. Told you I hate you, I don't mean it. And the only thing that I got is the pain that you've been feeding. Faded, 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 all because of you. And my current situation, trying not to think of you, not to break the rule. But it always happens when I get this way. Just can't stop myself. So baby, tonight I'm blowing up your line. I got you on my mind, and that truth is hard to fight. So I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting, drunk texting you. Yeah, baby, I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting, drunk texting you. Gonna hit send or not. It's gonna be one of them mornings when I wake up and regret it. If I don't get no reply, I don't wanna make it obvious that I'm faded, faded, faded. I'll drink or two, and you know how it goes. This ain't nothing new. Why does it always happen when I keep this way? No, I just can't stop myself. So baby, tonight I'm blowing up your line.
Oh yeah.
I got you on my mind, and the truth is hard to find. So I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you.
Hey,
drunk texting, drunk texting you. Yeah, baby, I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting, drunk texting you.
Intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
That's when I think of you the most.
Right after the
towels,
anything
else. When I put my pride aside,
I'll be doing the most.
Doing the most.
I done spent 1, 2, 3 a.m. thinking about you. Don't wanna be without you. I'm on that liquid courage. I hope this shit is worth it. Cause if it ain't, then it's all bad. All bad.
Oh, baby,
tonight I'm blowing up your line.
Yeah.
So I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you.
Ooh.
Drunk texting, drunk texting you.
arms right now.
Girl,
hope it's the worst sex ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope it's the worst sex ever.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Call in now. Now. 646-727-2404.
646-727-2404.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all. That's it for us tonight on Pillow Talk Live with the ladies of All Girl Talk Radio. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. Don't forget you can join me on Tuesday for the coffee break and on Wednesday for Pillow Talk Live. And coming soon, introducing our new segment on Thursdays. Group Therapy Thursdays. All right, Group Therapy, y'all, we all need a little bit. We need a shoulder to cry on, a couch to lay on. I just need some freaking advice. What shall I do? Join us on Thursdays. That's coming soon. So just follow us at allgirltalkradio.com. Connect with us on all social networks. And if you're unsure as to how to get us, Google us. Again, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. Look out for me all over the place. And you are listening to allgirltalkradio.com. Stay up and be safe. And make sure you come back on Tuesday for the coffee break, hosted by me, the rambunctious one. In the meantime, we are out of here.
They say you don't know when you're losing a good thing until it's gone. And I sometimes think to myself, does he know?
Now all I hear you say is, just don't stop. You're thinking about what? Is it me or her? What? You say you never leave. What? I ain't insecure.
What you yelling for?
Oh.
Already?
Do you know?